In the news today, South Seattle may be getting a new tent city. This would be the third city-sanctioned homeless encampment to open up this winter. Other camps are in North Seattle, in Ballard and Interbay. The new one would be on MLK, close to the Othello Light Rail Station. The camp would be on land owned by the Low Income Housing Institute, or LIHI. LIHI's Executive Director Sharon Lee met last night with neighborhood residents to pitch them on the idea. She told me that her pitch was not the most effective one.
The pitch actually was most effectively made by the homeless individuals themselves. So we had people who had been living in a community with Nicholsville speak directly to the experience of living in a tent or living in a tiny house. So they talked about how they're organized, what the various volunteer jobs are, and then what the expectation is in terms of the house rules. And then they passed out copies of the code of conduct, which is, you know, it's like a 3-page list of how they're going to live cooperatively, that no alcohol, no drugs, no weapons, no violence is allowed. So, you know, there's a pretty detailed list of requirements in order to live there.
You mentioned Nicholsville. Earlier this month, the Low Income Housing Institute, your group, decided to pull support from really Seattle's most famous long-term homeless encampment, Nicholsville. And this happened after Nicholsville residents decided to vote out their long-term leader. Why pull support from one encampment and then start another?
We're not pulling support from Nicholsville. We're actually supporting Nicholsville. I think what you have is you have the a small group of campers who did not like the fact that the Nicholsville staff person and organizer was enforcing the code of conduct and house rules. And so they want to run it themselves. So they're basically creating homelessness for themselves. We're not. So we are still seeing Nicholsville as our partner. So we are continuing with supporting them in Ballard and at the Tiny House Village and now at Othello. So we are hoping that they'll change their mind. You know, it's their choice.
Given the problems with Nicholsville residents governing themselves, why would you be optimistic about a new homeless encampment in Othello?
Well, one thing that's very different, and I think it's, you know, we try to improve upon the model of self-management. One thing we have in our budget is a full-time staff coordinator that will make sure that the camp is well-run, that supplies are being ordered, that trash is being picked up, and that, you know, squabbles get resolved. So I think that one of the reasons why things got sort of out of hand at the Dearborn site is because through the democratic process, you can sort of have people who feel intimidated about voting out or barring. You know, they have a process of, like, if you violate the rules or if you use drugs or you have weapons, you can get barred. Well, some people actually feel intimidated around voting to bar someone. So Scott Morrow, the Nicholsville staff person, has been the one, you know, sort of heavy-handed coming in and enforcing the basic rules. And we like that. I mean, we support that.
Sharon Lee, Executive Director of the Low Income Housing Institute, or LIHI, which is proposing a new homeless encampment in South Seattle on land that LIHI owns.